and now they say that Carabel is a writer who understands women very well." She laughed again. "My dears, my dears," I held out my hands to them and kissed each one of them in turn. "I don't know what to say. I am so pleased for you all. You have made your old papa happy today." Something in Emily's face stopped me. "Emily, you will let me read your book, won't you?" She thought for a moment. "Yes, papa, of course, but it's very different from Charlotte's. I'm not sure you'll like it."
"You yourself are very different from Charlotte, my dear, but I love you both. You must show me the book as soon as it comes, and you too, Anne."
I read both their books that winter. They were very different. Anne's book, Agnes Grey, was the story of an unhappy governess. As I read it, I was sad to think how miserable Anne had been in a big house away from home where no one understood her. It was a good book, but it was harder to read than Jane Eyre. Emily's book was called Wuthering Heights. It was a terrible, frightening, wonderful story. There is love in it, and hate, and fear, and a man called Heathcliff, who is strong and cruel like the devil himself. I read it late one night when the wind was screaming around the house, blowing snow against all the windows, and sometimes I was afraid. When I got up to go to bed, I saw Emily sitting quietly by the fire. She was stroking her big dog, Keeper, with one hand, and drawing a picture with the other. She looked like a quiet, gentle young woman, I thought. Tall, pretty, and also, there was something different about her. Something very strange and very strong. There was something in her that was stronger than any of her sisters, even Charlotte. Something stronger than even me or her brother Branwell. Much stronger than Branwell. All that year, Branwell was very ill. He spent more and more time drinking. He slept most of the day and was awake half the night. His face was white, his hands shook when he tried to write. His sisters didn't tell him about their books or show him the new ones that they were writing. They were afraid that he would be unhappy about their success, because he had wanted to be a writer himself. He made life hard for all of us.